it's time to turn to the Bluffer's Guide. And this is where we talk to someone in a rare field. We've looked at chainsaw carving. We've looked at smoking meats. You name it. We're getting there. And this time around, we're going even more arcane, but very, very local. To explain a little more, I introduce Justin Mansfield, who is the co-president of the Footscray Trugo Club. Welcome, Justin.
Thanks, David. How are you going?
I'm very well. Now, is Trugo a verb?
Look, Trugo is, I guess you might call it a composite noun. You'd know better than I would.
No, but, can I sort of spend a weekend Trugoing?
You can. you can use it in that sense. Look, the name Trugo itself, we'll learn a bit about it soon, but it comes from the actual gameplay. And the idea of the game is to score a goal with some equipment. And if you get a goal, when the game was invented back in the 1920s, that was originally known as a Trugo. So it was two words, but that then that was then shortened to Trugo, T-R-U-G-O.
Now, you're talking about scoring goals and you're talking about equipment. Just give us a snapshot of this game. I'm trying to picture it.
Sure. Well, look, the nutshell of it is that you are trying to hit a rubber ring with a mallet across a piece of grass roughly the same length as a bowling green through a little goal at the other end of the green.
Is your mallet a flamingo that's inverted like in Wonderland? It sounds the most bizarre sport. How did it all start?
Well, look, that's really interesting. And how Trugo began, if you want to bluff your way around Trugo.
Okay, here we
knowing
go. Yeah.
Knowing how Trugo began really is one of the key things to it. So you mentioned it is a unique sport to Melbourne. It's actually one of the only two sports to have been, or known to have been, invented in Victoria. The other one, of course, was Aussie rules football.
Well, that's taken off, I'm going to have to say, Justin.
Trugo, maybe. We've got a bit of competition on our hands.
It's got a bigger profile, I have to say.
We get about 100 to our grand final, not 100,000. but Trugo began in the 1920s. It was a lunchtime pastime that was played by the railway workers in the Newport Railway Workshops. And originally it was a game that was cobbled together, and the equipment was essentially found objects that the workers had around the work site.
Fantastic.
So they used work mallets that they'd used to, you know, construct trains with. The heavy rubber rings that they would hit were actually originally part of a train's buffer stop. And they used to play it inside railway carriages. So they were empty railway carriages because they were still being built, and they would hit the rings from one end to the other, and then the goal would be at the other end of the carriage.
Not that we encourage malingering, but were they meant to be working at the time?
Look, it's hard to say. It's hard to say. Records from that time are pretty hazy.
Because, yeah, of course they are.
whether or not they did play this when they were meant to be on the clock, who knows?
Yeah.
But, a few Trugo clubs did exist in other parts of Australia and also overseas. There was a report once of a club in Holland. They actually played a match with a club in Australia where they Skyped each other, and the Holland people played and the Australian people played on their own court, and then they had a video link between the two of them.
Trugo meets Skype. Now, that is a sentence I never thought I'd say today. So it was a Trugo International. So you've helped us with the history. That's one way of bluffing our way into a Trugo circle. What's another bluffer's tip if we want to con the cognoscenti?
Well, look, it's important, I guess, to know a bit more about how the game was formed. And there's a particular person who's known as the father of Trugo. His name was Tom Greaves, and Tom was a railway worker at the Newport Rail Yards. He lived in Yarraville, and after he retired from working at the railways, he like you're saying about, you know, potential malingering.
Yep.
He took some of the mallets and the rubber rings with him after he retired, and he brought them back to Yarraville, and then he started playing this improvised game, which he'd grown to love as a railway worker. He played it in the parks and the streets around Yarraville, and I've actually seen some historical correspondence that said he literally would play it in the street outside his house.
How wonderful.
In Yarraville.
I don't want to out-bluff a bluffer, but did you know that that's the origin of the word maul or mal is actually related to Pallamalio, which was a game like croquet that the Italians used to play in the streets in the 1700s. So I'm thinking Tom Greaves actually has taken a leaf from the European croquet player with this incredible sport, Trugo. And he used to play in the street, you know, around the streets of the Melbourne West.
Terrific. That sounds great.
So that's good. No, so Tom Greaves, all you have to do is mention Tom Greaves' name, yeah.
Yeah, so it was actually also one version of the of how Trugo got its name, although possibly apocryphal, was that Tom's initials, TG, were then turned into Trugo, but yeah, I don't tend to believe that version. I prefer the Trugo hit method.
I think that's – so if I'm trying to hoodwink people, all I have to do is say, oh, Tom Greaves, the great Tom Greaves.
Yeah, and what more can we say?
What more can we say about Tom Greaves?
Yeah.
All right, so I feel like I'm two steps into the circle now. How am I going to go into that inner sanctum of the Trugo world?
Righto, well, now you really need to know how the game is played. So the first thing about that is the playing field and the equipment. So we've talked about where it's played. It's played on a grass, what's known as a rink or a court. It's roughly the same length as a bowling green. It's about 27 metres long, 90 feet. But the equipment has changed very little since the days of the railway workers playing it in Newport. So the rubber rings are still the same size. They're still the same weight. The only difference being you don't get them from the railways anymore. There's a factory in Tullamarine that has the moulds and makes them.
Wow. So that's on its manifest of making Trugo rings.
Correct. Yeah. So once in a while, you know, they'll get a call from somebody and they'll go, oh, you know those moulds you've got out the back? Can you whip us off 20 rings?
So, yeah, I guess it takes a little bit of adventure versus, you know, trying to souvenir pieces from the row. It's probably a safer option, I'll be honest with you. I'm talking to Justin Mansfield here, who's the co-president of the Footscray Trugo Club, and he's helping you, all of us, work our way into the Trugo world by a few little facts that only the true Trugo player will know. So what's we know about the equipment, the mallets, where do the mallets come from, Justin?
The mallets these days are largely homemade. Many of them might be made by a men's shed or an organisation like that because they involve a bit of woodwork and varnishing and finishing and that sort of thing. But well, you can't go down to your local sports store and go to the Trugo section and, you know, choose your mallet like you can with a tennis racket. You've pretty much got to improvise your own.
All right. Now, look, we've probably a little pushed for time. So what's your most valuable takeaway? What's the last piece of Trugo trivia that will really make us seem a true Trugoista?
Sure. Well, the key thing to know is a perfect score in Trugo is 24. So each player takes 24 shots in a game. And a perfect score of 24 is something that a good player might only achieve a couple of times in their life. It's kind of like shooting 147 break in snooker or bowling 300 in 10-pin bowls or something like that.
Or 180 from three throws at the dartboard.
Exactly.
Yeah. So if someone asks what your best Trugo score is, don't say 24. Say more like, oh, I did 21 once at Footscray, yeah? Is that what I should say?
21 would make you sound pretty impressive,
yeah.
But without being over the top.
All right. So if people would love to know more or love to see you guys in action, where will they head?
Well, the Footscray Trugo Club, if you go onto Facebook and look up Footscray Trugo Club, we've got a very active Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And we've actually got, we're returning to the historic Trugo rink in Footscray. It's just been renovated by the council, which is fantastic.
Wonderful.
And we're having our first game there in about 3 weeks' time on Sunday, January 28th. So we'd love everyone to come along. Everyone's really welcome. And if you search Footscray Trugo Club on Facebook, you'll find out all about it.
You know you're not going to get a crowd bigger than the round one of the AFL. You know that, don't you?
Possibly not, but we're prepared for that.
Yeah, okay. Thanks so much, Justin. It's fantastic to get a little bit more, well, a whole lot more than I knew about Trugo about 7 minutes ago. Justin Mansfield, co-president of the Footscray Trugo Club, and hop on their Facebook page if you'd like to know more and go and see the Trugo players do their Trugo thing.